The sitting up straight. Pushing the crown of the head up towards the ceiling. Starting to settle in. Now go ahead and take a super deep breath. Retain the breath below the navel. And now exhale. Now once again, super deep breath in. Retain the breath. And exhale. And once again, super deep breath in. And now exhale. Okay, good. Now, go ahead and imagine that you're between the ages of 1 and 5 years old. And you find yourself in your safe place. There you are in your safe place. So settled. So deeply at ease. Also notice how you're in control of your safe place. I really notice that. You're in complete control. You know, so this is a visualization meditation. Really try to make this vivid. Now let's focus on the visuals. What do you see? Notice how what you see reinforces the sense of safety. Helps you settle. And now you can really feel that in the body. That's right. Really feeling that. Now notice the smells of your safe place. Now notice the sounds. The sounds of your safe place help you relax and settle even more deeply. That's right. Okay, good. All right, so really feeling settled now. Okay, so now here in a moment, we will imagine perfect nurturers will come and care for us. These perfect nurturers are not based on your actual parents. They're perfect in every way. I'll generally say perfect nurturers and they and them, but you can use one, two, or even multiple, or, you know, beyond, you know, two, three, four, however many you want. Generally, probably two is the right number. But you might want to start with one just at first. Okay, so go ahead and come back into the scene in your safe place. So there you are. Totally safe, totally settled. And now, your perfect nurturer come to you. And the first thing that you notice is that they have this really sweet interest in you. It's really trustworthy. They're so interested in you, but it's an interest that is really calming, so sweet. And of course they're interested in you. You are their child. So now elaborate the scene in such a way to really see that, but especially feel that. That's right. So present with you. So happy to be there with you. Now, also shape the scene, shape them in such a way that you can really trust them and therefore that you can settle further. Go ahead and do that now. That's right. Continuing to develop the scene. And now, especially notice how safe you are. And now this makes sense. We protect the things that we love. So now shape the scene in such a way to actually really feel protected. Perfect nurturers take care of you in just the right way so that you feel secure and safe. Go ahead and develop that scene now. That's right. Keep going. Continuing to develop the scene. Now you can feel in the body how you're safe. how you're secure with them. You might notice that there's a release of tension, an opening up, a softening. Feel into that now. That's right. And now, they also attune to you. They kind of lean in, tilt the head. There's this sweet and non-invasive interest in you and in your mental states. Notice that. What's that like? So sweetly attuned to you, so interested. And now they have a relatively good sense as to what's going on with you. What's on your mind? And now feel into this complete acceptance. They completely accept you. Completely open, receptive, and accepting. Now physically feel that in the body. What's that like? That's right, really feel that. Good. And now have them physically comfort you, soothe you, give you physical affection in just the right way, in a way that works for you. Go ahead and develop that scene. That's right. Really feeling into that now. Maybe they hold your hand, maybe they have a hand over your shoulder, or maybe they're rocking you in their arms, or maybe they're giving you a hug. Go ahead and develop that scene in such a way that it works for you. That's right, really feeling into that now. So present. Now, this is very important. Notice how there's actually an entrainment or synchronization of mental and physical states between you and the perfect nurturers. all of you are actually experiencing many of the same physical and mental states. Now, this reinforces the sense of belonging. But to be clear, this is felt in the body. What is it like to be safe? What is it like to be attuned with, physically comforted, to get affection in this way, to feel part of a group? Really feel into all of that right now. That's right. Keep going. Really feeling into that now. Okay, good. Now, go ahead and bring up some source of suffering. So bring up something in your life that's upsetting. Maybe this is something that's like a long-standing upset. It could be something from your adult life or your life as it was as a child. So bring that up and then now actually let yourself get upset. So really get upset here. Feel into the suffering of it. Go over the thoughts, the images. Let the emotions come up. Notice what that's like in the body. There might be some very particular body tensions that arise. Okay, good. Now, the perfect nurturers come into the scene and they see that you're upset. They see that you're suffering. And they really want to know, how can we help? What can we do? How can we soothe you? So now they first lean in. They tilt the head. They say, oh yeah, okay, we see that you're suffering. We see that you're upset. They attune to you just perfectly. They really get it. And of course, they physically soothe you. They hold you in just the right way to help you to start feel a little bit better about this. There they are, just so present. Go ahead and develop that scene and feel it in the body. That's right. Keep going. Keep developing the scene. That's right. Keep going. And now go ahead and give voice to whatever feels most unfinished about this suffering. Go ahead and explain whatever feels really unfinished about this suffering to the perfect nurturers. They're going to attune to you and comfort you. They're going to really understand. Go ahead and develop that scene now. That's right. Keep going. Keep giving voice to whatever is most unfinished. That's right. Keep going. Keep giving voice to whatever is most unfinished. And notice how the perfect nurturers totally get it. And then physically comfort you in just the right way. You're doing well. And now, they tell you just the thing that you need to hear to feel a little bit better. They go ahead and do that now. That's right. Keep going. Keep developing the scene. Now also notice how you're very receptive to what they have to say. They're very wise and they know you well. They also physically comfort you. Keep going. That's right. Really feeling into that now. And now start to notice how you're starting to feel a little bit more emotionally regulated at this point. You're starting to feel better. The way that they've cared for you really has an impact. That's right. Good. Good. And now they see how you're feeling better. And they knew that you were going to come out of this just fine. They really believe in you. Now, they see that you're doing better, you're feeling better, and they rejoice in that. You are such a delight to them. They're so happy you're feeling a little bit better. And now this is a shared experience. This deeply reinforces the sense of belonging. I really feel into that. That's right. Okay, good. Okay. Now, for the next exercise. So go ahead and dissolve that scene. And now, bring up some source of shame. Something about yourself, either a behavior or a trait, a quality of yours that you're ashamed of. Go ahead and bring that to mind now. And now really feel into that. Feel how icky that is. Feel how horrible it is. That's right. Okay, so now the perfect nurturers come to you. And now I want you to notice how there might be a part of you that thinks that they will reject you for this aspect or behavior of yours that you think is shameful. Notice that. But they do not reject you whatsoever. They totally get it. And they understand that there's a part of you that is ashamed of this. But they just see it as a source of suffering. They don't reject you whatsoever. I mean, maybe they can acknowledge this quality or this behavior is not ideal. This is maybe not good. But it's just a quality or a behavior. It's not who you are. Now really feel into this. What's it like to be unconditionally accepted? Really feel into that now. What's that like? That's right. Now really take that in. Now, of course, they attune to you. They see that, you know, this is upsetting. They get it. And now go ahead and give voice to whatever feels most unfinished about this source of shame about yourself. Go ahead and explain that to the perfect nurturers. The perfect nurturers will naturally attune to you, listen sweetly, understand, and then physically soothe you as you give voice to this. So go ahead and do that now. That's right. Keep going. Really taking that in. Keep giving voice to whatever's most unfinished, noticing how they attune, how present they are. They really get it. They know exactly what you're talking about. That's right. Keep going. There they are, so attentive. Okay, good. And now they tell you just the thing that you need to hear to start feeling better. They tell you that now. Now you can really take that in. That's right. Keep going. And now you're starting to feel better. And now they see that. This is very important. You feeling better is a great source of happiness. A great source of delight for them. Now really see that. Now you're feeling better, they're feeling better. And there's this quality of entrainment, quality of synchronization of both mental and physical states. Really feel this in the body. You are such a delight to them. How wonderful. That's right. Really feeling into this. Okay, good. Now, turn the mind towards your real adult life going forward. And as you kind of look towards your adult life, feel as if you're taking all of these positive lessons that you learned in this meditation with you into your real adult life. Let's first start with your interpersonal relationships. See how it's so easy to connect with others. See how you delight in others. You delight in the presence of your friends, family, coworkers. And how they delight in you. Really feel into that. See their smiling faces. And you can feel your like the smile that you have on your face as you think about the others in your life. What a delight. How wonderful. And now also get this sense of synchronization of mental and physical states between you and these connections in your life, these other people in your life. That's right. And now really notice the sense of being seen and known by your friends, family, coworkers. Also notice how you understand them. Such a deep connection. That's right. Really feeling into that now. And now also notice how you have an impact on others. Others pay attention to you. When you make a reasonable request, they comply. Also notice how you can predict the responses of others. Notice that there's also this sense of an internal locus of control. You have agency. That's right. Really feeling into that now. Now make a deep impression of this. And now, just go ahead and take one moment and look back at this meditation. What was this like? What did you learn? What are the takeaway lessons? Good, good. I'll count from 5 to 1. And when I get to 1, I'll be awake and present in the room, settled in the experience. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Awake and present in the room, settled in the experience.